What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to Founder's Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where every day I will give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. Today's episode is all about stacking the recruiting deck in your favor. Let's hop into it. So, as a manager or as a founder, what you quickly learn in the world of business is that the hardest part of building a business is the entire category, the entire bucket of people. Companies live and die by the quality of their people. Your people are your ideas. Your people are your execution. Your people are your culture. Your people are your communication. And as I spend less time in the weeds as a founder and more time searching for all-star employees, I realize more and more how hard recruiting is and how every company in the world needs to think long and hard about how to gain a competitive advantage around hiring. And when you think about it, it makes sense, right? Because oftentimes your best hires in your company are the hires from the least expected places or hires that were never looking for a job in the first place. And just through serendipity or networking, it ended up that it was the right time in the right place, and they decided that your company was the right place to go in an unexpected manner. So here's my plan for stacking the deck in the Morning Brew or the Brew's favor. I call it Coffee House. It's a working title. If you have better names, just let me know. And my view is this: rather than looking for the next generation of great media talent, it's time to bring the next generation of great media talent to Morning Brew. Let's make hiring and recruiting a two-way street, not a one-way street. And so as I was thinking about this, I was thinking about what's on brand for Morning Brew and where can we draw inspiration, maybe in a way that hasn't been used or thought about for recruiting before, but it accomplishes exactly what we want to accomplish. And so I drew inspiration from 100 Thieves. If anyone's heard of the esports media brand, they're amazing. They have their gaming compound, and also a tactic that's been employed by hundreds of TikTokers like Jake Paul. My view is it is time to build the world's greatest content playground for the world's greatest content creators. So the way I think about it is Coffee House, pun completely intended, will be part co-working space, part multimedia studio, where Morning Brew, after the pandemic, will be headquartered. It may be in New York City, maybe out of New York City, and select creators will be welcome to work and create. And so how you think about it is this: Morning Brew will create through Coffee House an invite-only, niche, in real-life space that will become a breeding ground for incredible digitally native talent. The way I think about it is Y Combinator for media and audience development. And so the way I also think about it is, yes, like obviously the cost is going to be very high, right? You're getting a space, whether you're renting it or owning it, a space that's big enough to support not just your team, but other creators, and you have studios in it, expensive as shit. But I think about the benefits of this, and I think about the ceiling of the opportunity from building a creator house, a content playground, coffee house, and I think it's massive. So you have the obvious benefits, which is like having a unique creative space for Morning Brew's existing team members to collaborate and create. Where better to create great content than in a place that is built for creativity, that has all of the tools and resources that content creators need to create great content? To me, like, I would want to work there, and I would think that a lot of people in our organization would want to work there. Then there's the non-obvious benefits, which is like getting Coffee House sponsored so that the rent on our space gets underwritten by a brand. This is something that when I was talking about 100 Thieves before, they did this extremely well. I believe it was with the Cash App. Their entire compound, I believe, is almost like a football stadium named after Cash App. And I'm sure that is underwriting a lot of the costs of their space. You get other non-obvious benefits, which is like when you have great outside creators in your space, there's going to be such serendipity and flow of ideas by just collaborating and talking to incredible creators in the business and outside of the business. But my view is that the true benefit of Coffee House is talent acquisition and recruiting. The way it would work is we would invite a few dozen of the best business creators in the world to work out of our space. And I think by doing that, we would have the unique opportunity to bring the best potential employees, future employees at Morning Brew to our doorstep. What I'm not saying is that every creator relationship will turn into a Morning Brew hire. But what I am saying is that if only a few of these turn into Morning Brew hires, but then we also have the ability to learn from incredible creators, from, you know, great personal finance or business creators on TikTok, to, I'm just using a hypothetical, like Graham Stephan on YouTube, who creates great business content, to Packy McCormick or Mario Gabriel or Paulina Pompliano. Having them in the space, there's just going to be such incredible learning of platform-specific skills to become a smarter, better media company, and just such a flow of ideas. Then you can also have things where you explore partnerships with them, cross promotions, growth marketing together. And then you also have access to their network. So not only do you have the opportunity to potentially hire some of these people in the future, you have the potential opportunity to hire some of the people that these people know in the future. And oftentimes really talented people spend time with really talented people. And so I want to bring this back to you, the listener. What I am not suggesting to you is for you to create Coffeehouse. I'm not saying you should create a content playground where your team works and then you also invite select creators. That is something that makes sense in the wild world of media and the wild world of Morning Brew. But what I am saying is that recruiting is a grind. It never gets easier. And it is always something that managers and companies are looking to crack the code on. So what that means to me is it means that it's time to think differently about how we recruit and how we hire. How do you stack the deck in your favor? How do you make employees come to you where recruitment is a two-way street? For Morning Brew, I think that could be Coffeehouse. I'd love to hear what ideas you have for your company or what ideas your company are already doing that shows that they are thinking outside the box to hire effectively and have a competitive edge in your industry. Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. Let me know ideas or actual things that are done to stack the deck of recruiting and hiring in your favor. Thank you, as always, for listening to Founders Journal. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And I'll be back live tomorrow. Take it easy, everyone.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.